Let's talk about the first school you attended.
Yeah. I went to grade school here in Claremore. I was born and raised here. I went to kindergarten here. And then to grade school and then on to high school.
Back at grade school, do you remember classmates?
Oh, yeah.
Names?
Yeah, yeah. Had Bobby Bowling and had the Williams sisters. We had Gordon Montgomery, Buddy Mutton, who later changed his name to Mouton. Bill Farbrow, John Green, you know, these are all just local people that we
are. Any of them around today?
Well, a lot of them are not here anymore. Yeah. But there are some here. We have homecoming here every year. And there'll be from 10 to 20 of us in that class that come back to homecoming every year.
Out of high school?
Yeah, high school.
So then you went to middle school or junior high?
We went from the grade school, and the grade school was right on through high school in the same area, really.
Okay.
At that point in time, we had the Hiawatha school here in town. Hiawatha was a big yellow brick building adjacent to the high school, and it was the first through the fifth grade. And then when the upper grades, we went to Claremont, which was in the northeast part of town. And then we came back then and went to the high school, which is the facility's still here, but it's not used anymore as a school.
So what year did you graduate from high school?
I graduated in 1947.
All right. Then you went on to further school?
Yeah. Went to high school. One thing that happened here I think is important is some of the teachers we had, excellent teachers. I had a math teacher named Ms. Gassett. And we had a lot of servicemen coming back out of the service at that point in time after World War II and to get their high school education. And she was excellent. I had a typing teacher, Ms. Langley. And Ms. Langley was a single lady, Indian, Cherokee Indian, a beautiful woman. She was a typing teacher, and there weren't very many boys in the typing class. Lots of girls, not very many boys.
And you were?
I was in a typing class, and one reason I went to typing class is I think my parents' influence. You need to have a skill sometimes. So Ms. Langley would get right down in your ear when you were having a test. I never could understand why she would get so close to you when you're having a typing test. So finally one day I asked her. I said, Ms. Langley, why do you get down and look right over somebody right next to their ear when they're having a typing test? And she said, I'll tell you why. She said, when you get out and you're typing for somebody and your boss comes around, I don't want you getting nervous and making mistakes because he is standing behind you watching what you're doing.
That's great.
Which I thought was just fantastic.
Yeah.
And I had an excellent chemistry and physics teacher, Lloyd Denny. He made it to the point where you just couldn't wait to get to his class. Connie Sanders was probably the best student in that class. Just an excellent, excellent teacher. Just presented it so well. Anyway, these are just some of the people that have influenced. And then one teacher I got to tell you about two other teachers, if you don't mind. They had one teacher we were all in love with. Her name was Ms. Mason in the fifth grade. And I never will forget, we had to get up and make a speech. And so my speech was on bituminous coal, about the BTUs involved in bituminous coal and about the deposit and how it came to be and the mining process and how it was taken to the tipple and how it was sorted and how the clinkers and all of the foreign material was gotten out of it and how it was shipped to the steel mills and made into coke and how it fired the furnaces and what the end result, of course, was steel. My dad would have us at home. He would have us get up and recite whatever talk we wanted to, and then he would make positive criticisms of what we were going to do. And this lady was just an absolute phenomenal. She was a single person. She later married. She was good. And another teacher we had who just passed away recently was June Faulkner. She was just special. Just absolutely special, beautiful woman. Those two teachers, all the boys were in love with their teachers.
You probably wanted to work harder.
Oh, yeah.
In class.
They were just really good.
That's great.
And then we had one other thing that happened in high school. We had a fellow named Paul Kaminsky come to Claremore from Kansas City, and he was a union musician. And we had very little small band program, small vocal music program. And he started the high school choir, boys choir, and girls choir. And I never had sung previous to that. And I finally realized that really the true, I'd say true fun, the true feeling you can get, there's no feeling better than when you're singing and having a good time with a song. It just releases the endorphin in the body in a way that it's not released in many other ways.
Were you a soloist?
No.
A choir.
I'm just a choir member.
But the fact, that feeling of joining all of these other people.
With the boys' choir and with the mixed choir, when the both choirs got together and all. And then, of course, he did a great thing with the band. We had an excellent band here. And he used to bring over union musicians from Tulsa. We used to have, years ago, we had minstrels here. You can't have a minstrel today, you know.
Tell us what a minstrel is.
Well, a minstrel was when everybody would dress up, they would blacken their face, and they would go through and put on skits and have songs. I mean, the song I remember singing was, "Mule, keep your tail up, keep the sunshine out of my eyes." Yeah. And I sang that. And we had some skits, like one fella's walking across the stage, and one fella's Mr. Indelocanay, and the other guy's Mr. Bones. The fella on the stage looks over and says, "Mr. Indelocanay, what are you doing?" He said, "Well, I don't know." He said, "What you got that ladder for?" He said, "I'm taking my case to a higher court." And it was just a slapstick, but you can't do that today because it was making fun of the colored race, and rightfully so. But it's changed.
Right.
Yeah.
But all that fun you had musically, that came about because a teacher asked you, "Would you come and join our chorus?"
That's right.
But the other thing is, you had to be able to carry a tune.
Oh, yeah, I have to carry a tune.
But you didn't know that, did you?
No.
Until that teacher asked you.
We had very, very little music instruction until Paul Kaminsky came and got everything organized here. Oh, it was minimal, but nothing like it was after he came.